suppose, well into pre-season at this stage, and the new season is fast approaching. How are things at this stage?
Yeah, we're trying to get things to try and take shape. It's easier said than done, Dermot, but look, we're getting there. Whether that is, we're not quite sure, but look, we're now, you know, 4.5 weeks into pre-season. Probably didn't go ideally to plan with the weather conditions and the fact that maybe 90% of their training and matches have been on AstroTurf. You know, it might be great to prepare for Dundalk with Oriel Park being AstroTurf, but not so good around the rest of the country or at home. So we're hoping maybe that Lissy Willen and Athlone is playable on Saturday, and we get a game on grass and try and, you know, get time in those conditions.
It's been a frustrating time for you, Ollie. There's been a lot of hard work, a lot of phone calls, a lot of meetings, but you're finally getting a squad together.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't the most enjoyable couple of months, you know, in the last season trying to get a squad of players together. But, you know, I'm hopeful with the squad of players that want to be here. There's a lot of players that you know, maybe geographically were nearer at hand that for one reason or other went elsewhere, and listen, you know, the best of luck to them. But we have a squad of players that want to be here, which is probably the most important part, you know.
Yeah, and some of them are here tonight too. I'm sure the supporters are glad to see these guys coming on board, because for a long time there, Ollie, there was, you know, it was slow moving situation.
Yeah, it certainly was. It wasn't a lack of trying, to put it that way to you. You know, there's a lot of people that I met in the last 3 months. I mean, you know, as I said earlier around there, like the night we got promoted, I was probably on the road on the Monday night. I was on the road on the Monday night after that, and really that didn't stop until last Monday. But look, with people who want to be here, or whatever about anything else, if you don't want to be here, we don't want them. You know, and that sounds harsh, but that's reality. So with a group of lads there that want to be here, number one, but number two, we need to try and get the mix right and the balance right, and we get the work rate out of the new players as we did out of the lads that got us promoted last year.
Yeah, obviously, your main duty is looking after the football and end of things, Ollie, but we're here tonight at this public meeting. There's a lot of good people around you within the club, and they're all playing their part and preparing for the kickoff of the new season.
Yeah, look, as honest as the day is long, like, you know what I mean? You know, you know, everyone is doing what they can. You know, you row in. There's no such thing as, well, I'll do this and you do the other. People row in and do as much as they can in every direction. It's not for the lack of effort, nor will it be for the lack of effort if we stay in this division or not. That'll never be a question mark about the board, about the staff, about the players. Whatever quality we add to it, if that keeps us up, well and good, but it certainly won't be for the lack of effort on anyone's behalf in the club.
And what a way to open the season with Derry City, the visitors to Finn Park, Ollie.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about the Derry game, but that's one game out of 33 games, Dermot. You know, we go to Oriel Park the following Friday. You know, like, it doesn't get any easier. You know what I mean? Like, you're going from one to the other to the next. You know, look, it's a great start getting Derry at home for publicity wise, but we need to try and get points on the board. If we don't, we go to Oriel Park. You know, full time teams have taken hammerings in Oriel Park. You know, we're part time, and we realise that, look, it's a full time league with players, with management, you know, and with staff. We're all part time, and very much part time, and that will take with it its difficulties. But it's a huge challenge. As I said earlier on, you know, it was a brilliant achievement getting promoted last year. Believe you me, it'll be a bigger achievement if we stay up.
And you confirmed tonight as well the appointment of Gavin Dykes as your number two.
Yeah.
A crucial appointment.
Look, James Gallagher was a massive loss, without a shadow of a doubt. And we needed to take time to try and place him with quality. And James had massive, massive qualities and was a huge influence in us getting promoted last year. And we needed to replace him with somebody of the same capability. And, you know, we feel that we've done that.
The fans are all looking forward to the start of the new campaign, Ollie, but for you yourself as first team manager, I mean, I know you have a busy schedule, but do you allow yourself to get excited? Are you counting down the days to this Derry City game?
No, not particularly, German. You know, you're kind of going day by day here. Like, you're trying to fill that many things in. Maybe every waking minute you have is trying to sort something differently. Look, we're hoping it'll take care of itself. You know, the Derry City game, yeah, it's great, but it's one game out of 33. You know, like, there's no doubt in anyone's mind here. We're going to have bad days on the road in particular. We may have bad days in Fenn Park with the quality of what we're playing against. It's the top division in this country, and the players we're playing against are making their livelihood out of this, like, and making a serious livelihood out of it. We're very much not, and we're doing it, you know, after work, part time, in everyone in the club. But maybe we'll have a few good days along the line. But we need enough of them to try and accumulate enough points to stay up.